Welcome to the after show. It's Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm 101.3, and we invite you to share the link at warm1013.com with all your friends on social media. Another town in Italy is doing it again, guys. You want to live in Italy? Want to buy a house for a buck?
Yes.
$1?
Yeah, in Castiglione, Sicilia. Yeah, because basically, you know, especially the young people are moving out of the small towns like this, you know, and they're going to the big cities, and so a lot of these homes are just abandoned, and these homes have been there. You know, I have a couple of friends who were born in Italy, and they have, you know, family who's still there. And one of my friends, her father, they passed the house down because there's not a lot of mortgages in you know, countries like that have been here forever. And so a lot of times the parents will pass the house down to the children, and, you know, some of the kids move to America. The ones that stay there get the house, right? And they're beautiful, and these gorgeous, you know, medieval towns, if you look at it. I mean, they're just beautiful. So, yeah, so they're trying to grab some young people to come back. And so people who are working remotely, like me, maybe I'll do the show from Italy. What do you guys think?
Why not?
Why
don't
not?
Think I haven't
time
thought of it, baby.
Might be interesting, but
well,
I
you
suppose
know, so I get, it's, let me see, I think there's seven hours ahead of us. So I think when it, you know, 6 or 7 hours ahead, depending upon daylight saving time. So you know what? I mean, I could be doing a morning show at noon.
Right,
I'm in.
You could sleep in. This is a brilliant idea.
It is. Because then, you know, that's siesta time, too. They don't call it siesta in Italy, but that's what they do. Everybody goes home and sleeps for 2 or 3 hours. So I'll be up doing the show. It'd be awesome.
I like it.
I don't know if the company will go for it, but
how's the Wi-Fi over there, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's one of the things they said they're doing. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to make sure that the Wi-Fi is top-notch in these towns, so they get people to come and move, which I think is a great idea. You know, so it's €1, which is $1.21. And those are the houses that, you know, that you're going to need to put.
It's going
to
be what you call a fixer-upper.
It's a fixer-upper.
Right.
Some houses will take 20,000, some will take 200,000.
I'm going to need the guys from HGTV to come on with me to Italy.
Oh,
to make
yes.
sure these things have running water and electricity.
No, okay. Yeah, that's the thing. You're going to need to do everything. So, but and my daughter has talked about it. I mean, I'm sure she's never going to do it, but wouldn't it be cool? Heck, I'd go visit her.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd go visit her all the time.
You might as well. Me? You're probably going to pay to fix it up. So what's
it's going to be my house. What
yeah,
the hell, right?
It's technically yours.
A big news at my new family home. Well, soon to be anyways. The youngest, my fiance's youngest, got his first turkey. It was Youth Day down in Pennsylvania, just a short hour and a half drive from where I'm soon to be living.
Yes.
And he got his first turkey. It was so awesome. He was so excited. He told me the whole story from start to finish.
Oh,
started
so cute.
Started with, we woke up at 3:30 in the morning, and I had a cup of coffee.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, well, Shane, you let him drink coffee? I guess he was up the entire time.
Oh, I bet.
I remember my first turkey. My first turkey was Wegmans.
Oh, my gosh, Tony.
I thought you were going to say, I remember my first cup of coffee. Because I'm like, surely he did not hunt.
Well, in my new family, you only hunt what you're going to eat.
There you go.
For Sunday night dinner.
Turkey.
We had some lovely turkey bread.
How did it taste to you?
Delish.
Because I have had wild turkey and it tasted a little wild.
Oh, no. Shane has this amazing recipe that he puts it in the crock pot. Mm-hmm. It is so good.
Well, I've had wild turkey, but I mix it up with a little ginger ale. It's awesome.
It's crazy. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question because I saw on Facebook the other day that the Starbucks on Monroe Avenue near Oxford closed.
Anybody I saw that it was closing or it will
closing?
Close.
It will
I saw
close?
Some
okay.
friends post about that.
How do you not? I wonder why. I mean, sure, it has to be successful. I mean, is there any Starbucks that's ever failed?
Yeah,
I'm guessing maybe somebody wants to pay more for that.
Maybe
location. I have no idea.
But here's an interesting factoid about Starbucks. 62.5% of Starbucks stores have another one within 1 mile.
They're everywhere.
I know. I mean, within 1 mile. That's nuts.
Crazy.
Is anybody ready for warm thoughts?
Yes.
You ready for warm thoughts?
Yep.
Bring it.
Okay. All right. And now it's time. Thoughts. Your nose's purpose is to smell, and your foot's purpose is to run. But in reality, it's the other way around. Your nose runs, and your feet. and your feet smell. Let me get to that joke.
Sorry, it was funny.
Okay, I get it. It's fine. Nothing sags in space, girls.
I love it. Let's go.
Let's go.
And one more warm thought. You don't feel your legs until they're numb. That's today's edition of
So True.
Warm Thoughts.
Oh, that was cute. Very funny. Oh, see, I'm glad you should bring this back.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We just recorded it. Dig it out, and we'll play it tomorrow on the air. Because I like what the laughing at. You know, you can't recreate that. That's funny.
Sounds good.
That's hilarious. What else, girls? What else?
Oh, what else is going on? So, Nate tonight has baseball practice for the travel one, the one I pay a lot of money for.
Yeah.
And he also, they called for a football practice, which is out in Ogden.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's a
Spencerport,
drive,
yeah. But the baseball is in East Rochester. But Nate
I go to
has
that
decided
one.
Well, that, we're definitely going to that one because I paid a lot of money for that one. Yeah. We're definitely going to that one. But Nate said he hasn't been to the football one like in the last three practices, even though it's not required yet because football's a ways away.
Yeah, really.
He wants to go just to make sure they know he's still interested.
Oh my goodness!
I think he
so. I gotta drive.
Oh no, you don't. See, there it is right there. You don't have to. You could tell him, Nate, they're still interested, and you're still interested. They know that, you know.
So, and I talked to Jason about it, and he goes, well, it looks like he really wants to go to football.
Of course
he does. So we'll do that. And you know what I said? Whatever you want, baby.
Whatever
That's right, baby. Nate, whatever you want, even though you're not a baby. You're a big baby now. But whatever you want, my baby, if that's what you decide, because I love you. Isn't that so funny? God. Like, before children, I was like, my kid is going to listen to me. My kid is not going to do any of this. I am not going to listen to a child. And I'm like, sure, baby, if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works, kids.
We're all
that's
talk until they're ours.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, people know how to raise other people's kids. Trust me.
Of course. Right? And I was one night, well, I didn't tell people what to do,
everybody.
But I was in my head, I was like, oh, I'm not going to, my kid's not going to talk to me like that.
Yeah, we all did that.
Yes.
We all did that, exactly.
It's very funny.
That is cute.
So I guess I'll be driving around tonight.
And you turn into a Southern Belle when you get that way.
Yes. And then, but the good news is, Nikki, the good news is in East Rochester, where his practice is for baseball, Leo's is right around the corner.
Oh, hey, girl.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, that's my new thing now. I go to Leo's, do a little shopping, get a little snack. Okay, dinner. And so it's always fun. I do that. I get that. So that's good. That's my
that's awesome.
That's my reward, right?
Yeah, why not?
You got to have something in there for mama.
Oh, girl, you got to have something.
Yeah. No, and Ogden is a long way for you. I mean, I lived out that way because when I grew up in Gates, Ogden was just one over, you know. But it's a long way for you, so enjoy the ride.
And he'll only be able to be there for like 45 minutes of like a two-hour practice. But I said, we're going to be driving more than you're there. Yeah, but if that's okay, Nate, if that's what you want.
Okay.
That's what you want, baby, that's what you get.
That's what you get.
Tough love, I'm telling you. That's what it is, tough love. All right, there's your podcast, the after show. Warm1013.com. Tell all your friends about it, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.